In addition to the budget activity, Senate Republican leaders are pushing ahead with a fast-track trade bill, setting up the first key vote for next Tuesday. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with an update on the process.
The Senate is expected to consider the measure first before it moves to the House, where the vote is expected to be a much closer vote as they're still working to line up enough Republicans and Democrats to support the measure in the House.
During consideration in both the Senate and the House on TPA,
the Council will be very focused on making sure that there are no additional amendments added to either TPA or a separate package of other trade legislation that deals with various extensions or reauthorizations of trade provisions, as there had been attempts during the committee process to add amendments that would have been harmful to the U.S. textile sector. So we'll be very focused on making sure we can prevent any of those amendments from being added during the floor consideration in either the House or the Senate.
Also last week,
there was a bill introduced in the Senate to require EPA to withdraw their proposed rule on the waters of the U.S. regulation. EPA is expected to issue its final rule on WOTUS sometime this summer, and both the House and Senate are working to pass legislation to try to prevent EPA from moving forward. The bill introduced in the Senate last week is expected to move through the committee process relatively soon and then onto the Senate floor. And that bill is very similar to a WOTUS bill that was introduced earlier this year in the House and has already moved through the committee process, and we expect the full House to consider its WOTUS bill next week when it returns from the one-week recess.